At 8:23, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. Dallas School District administrators are again trying to get a 13-cent tax increase before voters. Two previous efforts failed to win a needed 6-vote majority on the 9-member board. Superintendent Michael Hinojosa and Chief Financial Officer Larry Thrum said much of the extra $116 million generated each year would go to salary increases for teachers and staff and a DISD savings account. Three of the 4 board members who voted no before told Hinojosa and Thrum they still have concerns. A board vote on a possible tax ratification election would happen in early August. If approved, any tax increase decision would go to voters in November. Texas is experiencing a record low number of refugees resettling in the state. Erica Schmidt-Portnoy is the Area Director for Refugee Services of Texas in Austin.
Being with the organization for over 6 years at this point, there's a stark contrast to what the refugee resettlement program looks like now compared to in past years.
Compared to this time last year, Schmidt-Portnoy says Texas has seen a 79% decrease in the number of refugees resettled here. She says this is because the Trump administration has issued new policies aimed at stopping refugees from coming to the U.S. That includes the travel bans that have been in and out of court. Less than 30% of immigrants facing deportation proceedings in Texas have lawyers. That's according to the Transactional Records Access Clearinghouse at Syracuse University. That rate is one of the lowest in the country, behind only Arizona and Louisiana among states with the most deportation cases. Federal immigration courts in Texas have more deportation proceedings than any other state. Unlike in criminal court, though, immigrants facing deportation don't have the right to a lawyer in civil cases. The 4-year-old University of North Texas at Dallas Law School is about to get a new dean. Felicia Epps comes from Florida A&M University, which faced similar challenges with getting its would-be lawyers to pass the bar exam. She talked to KERA's Rick Holter on the line from Florida for our Friday conversation.
What's the biggest challenge you see coming in?
Well, of course, my primary objective is the full accreditation of the UNT Dallas College of Law. And there are various parts of that, including our bar pass rate.
Right. I know the bar exam test scores were an issue in Florida, too. Last year, a little more than half of the first-time test takers from FAMU passed. That number was 59% at UNT Law in Dallas, the lowest passing rate for a Texas law school. How do you turn that around?
You really have to have an approach that really starts to work with the students even before they begin law school, where you're really getting home to them the seriousness of what they're about to do, the kind of the challenges, starting to work with them on skills of legal analysis, reading comprehension skills, all of that. And those things are currently being worked on. And then provide them with some really top-notch intensive bar preparation programs.
As you mentioned, the law school here has provisional accreditation. FAMU had some issues on that front, too. Why is accreditation such a tough bar to clear?
Well, I think that the ABA wants to be very careful and make sure that law schools are providing to students what they need to have in order to succeed in law school and in passing the bar.
And that's the American Bar Association.
Yes, the American Bar Association, which accredits law schools in the country. And their interest is understandable because the students invest quite a bit, not just in terms of finances, but also in terms of their time and effort. So you want to make sure that they are getting everything that they need in school so they can succeed in the practice of law, and particularly on the bar exam.
In Dallas, you're replacing Royal Ferguson, who's pretty legendary in these parts. He was a federal judge and the dean who built UNT Law. He said he's trying to build a different kind of law school, an affordable one that targets diverse and non-traditional students. How do you take on that idea?
In the olden days when, well, Judge Ferguson and myself went to law school, the model was that you had one test per semester, the end of the semester, and it was either pass or fail based on that one test. Well, frankly, that's not an effective way to actually teach people things. And so UNT Dallas has built into their program multiple assessments, required midterms, those kind of things, because that actually helps the students in their progress. There's also an emphasis on experiential learning, where they're out in the community actually learning the things that lawyers do. And I really want to keep that moving forward. I know that Judge Ferguson is a legend, and I have really big shoes to fill, but I'm going to come in there and do my very best, of course, to accomplish that. And Judge Ferguson has been very kind and welcoming to me and is providing help and support. So we're going to succeed.
You were named dean at Florida A&M 2 years ago, but were dismissed 16 months later. What happened there?
Well, I think I could best describe that as my deanship being the victim of a leadership transition. Basically, the people that hired me, they were dismissed from their positions. And the new leadership decided at the end of the year to let four deans be reassigned also. And I was one of those. And that was something, it was done without notice, and it wasn't as if things were brought to my attention that I wasn't doing or anything like that. It was as it was put to me, they had decided to go in another direction, and I take them at their word on that.
UNT Law was built to train a different kind of lawyer than the Yales and Stanfords of the world. You'll have a much more diverse, non-traditional student body. Folks will go into grassroots community lawyering.
Yes.
How does traditional training in the law have to change to take that on?
Traditionally, there wasn't an emphasis on lawyers being practice ready in terms of you could graduate from law school with a head full of theories and not really know the first thing about actually practicing law or what you should actually do when that client shows up in your office. That is changing. There's more of an emphasis on experiential learning, and that's certainly something that is a core value and a goal at UNT Dallas College of Law.
Felicia Epps will become the second dean of the UNT Law School in Dallas in June. Thanks for taking the time.
You're quite welcome.
It's 8:30.